Basic Bible Doctrine, a book by Don Fortner, pastor of Grace Baptist Church of Danville, Kentucky. Your reader, Alan Jellett. Chapter 5, The Names of the Lord. Scripture. Psalm 9 and verse 10. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Throughout the Word of God, names were given to children that had special meaning and significance. Sometimes a person's name would be changed, or a name would be ascribed to him, either by God or by someone else, indicating radical change of life. Here are some examples. Adam means red earth, indicating his being created by God from the dust of the earth. Jacob means cheat, supplanter, but God changed his name to Israel, which means Prince with God. Moses means drawn forth. He was so named because Pharaoh's daughter drew him out of the water. In the Bible, the name given to a person said something about that person. The same thing is true concerning the names of the Lord our God. However, no single word in human language is sufficient to serve as a name for him. Therefore, there are several words or names by which he has made himself known. The names applied to God in the Scripture describe his glorious character, reveal his great attributes, and display his redemptive purpose. In this chapter, we will look at the names by which God reveals himself in the Holy Scriptures and their meaning. There are 10 specific names ascribed to our God in Holy Scripture. Firstly, the first revelation of God is found in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The name of God given there is Elohim. Elohim means to worship. This is the name of our God. He is the worshipped one. He is the only object of true worship, praise, adoration, and trust. The word Elohim is given in the plural, though it refers to one God. The significance is obvious. We worship one God who is three distinct persons in one glorious being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. Secondly, another name of God is El or Eli. In Genesis 12 verses 7 and 8, the Lord appeared to Abraham and made a covenant with him. Abraham built an altar there and called the place Beth-El, Bethel, which means the house of God. This is the word our Lord used when he cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthana, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. This name, El, means strong or mighty God. It is expressive of the power of God. Thirdly, next God reveals himself under the name Eliom. In Genesis 14, verses 18 to 22, Eliom means the Most High God. It is expressive of God's supremacy and majesty. Our Lord Jesus, of whom Melchizedek was at least a type, if not Christ himself in one of his many pre-incarnate manifestations, is called the Son of the Highest, Luke chapter 1 and verse 32. Eliom is the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity. Fourthly, God also revealed himself to Abraham by the name Shaddai, which we translate Almighty, Genesis 17 and verse 1. Shaddai means God all-sufficient. It expresses more than the power of God alone. It expresses the power and sufficiency of God to bestow his grace and fulfill his promises. El Shaddai is God able to save, able to do his will, able to shower his blessings upon his people. Fifthly, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, we see Hannah calling upon the Lord of hosts in her deep distress. The Lord of Sabaoth, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, James chapter 5, verse 4, is our God. This name is expressive of God's sovereign dominion and power over all his creatures. The Lord of hosts has his way in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing? Don't ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. Sixth, in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 2, Abraham called upon God by the name Adonai to give him the promised covenant seed. Adonai means the cause or the support. Most certainly, Adonai is a suitable name for our God. He is the original cause of all things. Romans chapter 11, verse 36. Our God supports and maintains all things. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. And he upholds his saints with the right hand of his righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Seventhly, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, the Lord appeared to Moses as Eje, which means I am that I am. Eje refers to the immutability of God, our God and Saviour. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. With our God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is eternally the same. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, Hebrews 13, verse 8, James 1, verse 17. I am is God who changes not. Eighth, in the New Testament, the word by which our God is most often revealed is Lord. The Greek words translated Lord are kurios and despotes, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Lord simply means God who is sovereign. It refers to God's dominion, power, authority, and right of ownership over all things. This is the word commonly used to describe Christ, our mediator king. Acts chapter 10, 36, 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6, Ephesians 4, verse 4. When this particular word is applied to men, it is often translated master or sir, and is used as a title of respect. When it is applied to Christ, it implies his dominion and authority as Lord over all things. Yet it also implies the willing surrender of all believers to him as their Lord. Luke 14, verses 25 to 33. Christ is the sovereign despot of all men. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. He is our Lord. John chapter 20, verse 28. Ninth, the word translated God in the New Testament is Theos. Theos, God, is one who is holy, who sees all things and knows all things and disposes of all things. God, who is light, is perfectly holy. He sees all things with perfect clarity. He disposes of all things as he will. These nine names of God tell us that God is infinite, eternal, almighty, self-existent, self-sufficient, ineffably glorious and holy. This great God is a God to be feared, worshipped, and obeyed. He is a consuming fire, unapproachably glorious in holiness. Let me have nothing to do with this God, who only hath immortality dwelling in light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see. I am a frail, fickle man of flesh. Should I ever meet this great, majestic, glorious, and holy God, should I ever be required to stand in his presence, his sovereign power would consume me more quickly than dry grass in a blazing furnace. Is there then no hope for sinners? Is there not a daysman or mediator to stand between us and God? Is there not one with holy hands and a pure heart, who has never lifted up his soul unto vanity, who can approach God in our stead and stand before him to plead our cause? Indeed there is. Blessed be God, there is a substitute who is himself God. He is constantly revealed under a tenth name of God throughout the scriptures. Tenthly, God's glorious redemptive name is Jehovah. The word Jehovah means Saviour or Deliverer, Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3. God in Christ is God mighty to save. Jehovah essentially means to be. Our Lord Jesus Christ declares that he is the one which is, which was, and which is to come. Revelation 1 and verse 4. He is the eternal God of salvation, redemption, and deliverance. this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 28:58, is not to be taken in vain, used in common speech, or spoken with any levity. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Exodus 20:7. He that sent redemption to his people and commanded his covenant for ever is to be reverenced by us. Holy and reverend is his name. Psalm 111:9. Let us ever extol, honour, praise and magnify the name of the Lord our God. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name for evermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Psalm 86:12-13. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Psalm 115:1.